Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, July the 16th, 2012. Boy, did it rain at Hacienda de Buckmaster yesterday. Finally, a really, really good rain. I'll never say too much, but it almost got to that point, right? The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming our show right now at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and then we'll post the program this afternoon to three websites, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, prominently displaying the Buckmaster Show, as does tucsonsentinel.com. We're live Monday through Friday, noon to one. We'll get things rolling as we do every Friday with our political face-off featuring one of our two teams of commentators. Today we kind of shook things up and a mix and match. We have commentator Bruce Ash and Vince Ribago. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll welcome Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Congressman Jeff Flake will be with me in studio. Then we'll close out the show with nutrition reporter Jack Chalom, who will tell us about the latest research in how to prevent Alzheimer's disease. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040, or we'll be monitoring our Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, during the show, and you can send us a Facebook question and we'll get it on the air for you. We now begin with our usual Monday political face-off, which is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery. Our friends there at Moe's Gallery, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And Moe, if you're listening, I'll be sending you some business very soon. Got some framing for you. I have all my framing done at Moe's. They do the best job in town. Bruce Ash and Vince, how are you two doing today?
Great. Little rain log, but that's okay.
Yeah. Doing great. Doing great.
Great to get that rain. Bruce Ash, we'll begin with you. The State Chamber of Commerce came out over the weekend, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The folks there say they are turned off by this initiative that would have a dedicated permanent extension of the state's 1 cent sales tax increase. Good or bad, as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think that taxpayers were promised when they passed this temporary sales tax a couple of years ago that this would be temporary and it would not lead to a permanent increase. And I think there's a lot of other folks that are worried that if the sales tax initiative were to pass, Bill and Vince, that legislators really would not have control of that money, and it further restricts the legislature, who I understand certain people don't trust our legislators to do what they were sent to the legislature to do, but that's why we sent them there, is to make those decisions.
So it sounds like you're not in favor of that proposal.
I'm particularly not in favor for the permanency, and also due to the fact that it takes it out of the hands of the lawmakers that we send up to Phoenix to do their work.
Vince Ribago.
You know, I think those are the reasons, some of the reasons that I'm 100% for this quality education and jobs initiative. You know, I don't disagree with Bruce. Voters that voted last time, it was on a temporary tax raise for these issues, and they get to vote again. And the vote now will be for one that's permanent. And the reason why it's important is because of the Arizona legislature, because it's clear after this legislative session that just passed that they are unwilling to invest in education any further. We are among the last states in the country when it comes in terms of investment in education. And the reality is that voters, there was just a poll out, I think it was either in May, I think it was in May by the Morrison Institute. And they, in that poll, 7 in 10 voters, 74%, say that the legislature provides schools with less funding that they need. Now, 97% of the voters in that poll, say that a top quality public education system is crucial 70% said that, and another 27% said it's very important. So the reality is that also the key point here, and this goes back to the legislature, their refusal to invest in Arizona, to have an educated job force, to have it structurally sound so that it's not subject to rating by the legislature, which has cut over $1 billion of funding for education over the last number of years. Nearly two-thirds of Arizona voters, they prefer that it comes from extending this tax rather than just relying on the goodwill, which doesn't exist, from the Arizona legislature. So those are some of the reasons I support it. And this last year when they put $450 million away into a rainy day fund, yet they're letting these cuts that have, they've made over $1 billion worth of cuts.
So you're enthusiastically on board.
It's a necessary thing we have to do. It's unfortunate that it's come to this point where nearly 300,000 voters in the state of Arizona have signed on to have this initiative because they want it to become Arizona law to protect our children's future, to protect our future, our educational investment in the state, and, of course, our job in the state. And it's unfortunate the chamber came out and did that, but there are plenty of other business groups that actually have supported it, the Phoenix Leadership Council, and Southern Arizona Leadership Council, which I believe, I'm not sure if Bruce is a member or not, but a lot of businesses are, in fact, supporting this.
And, of course, this is not a done deal, Bruce Ash. This goes before a court in Maricopa County this week, actually, to see whether or not the initiative process with the petitions, whether that's going to fly.
It does. I'm not sure that a judge is going to rule against the will of over 300,000 people who've signed what they thought were valid petitions. I think the more important thing, and I think Vince and I would agree on this, is not so much just what we spend on education, but how we spend it and how much money actually makes it into the classroom and the quality of education that our students receive in the classrooms and the support that they're getting, not just from the administrators, but also from parents. There are many things that have to happen in Arizona education in order to help our children achieve greater proficiency, prepare them for college or trade schools, prepare them for a job and just life in general that we're not doing today. And I think it speaks a lot to those problems. We can keep putting additional money at the system, but if we're not willing to make fundamental changes, which are A, going to put more money in the classroom, and B, and this is maybe the most important, fundamentally change and prepare children for the rest of their lives, you know, we can continue to raise taxes forever and ever. There's not going to be enough money there to pay for any of this.
Well, you know, my response to that is that we are among the last when it comes to funding. I believe we're 51st after the District of Columbia in some reports on per pupil spending. The reality is this: if you're not going to invest in it, you're going to see jobs move away.
I just saw a
company moving their headquarters out to San Diego recently. The thing is they cannot get the skilled workers because they need an educated workforce.
So they're now, leaving Arizona.
They're leaving Arizona, and the reality is this is a long term issue. Now, essentially dead last in the country in funding the education of our children. The reality is that's going to harm us long term.
We spend more per pupil in this country, even here in Arizona, Vince, than nearly every other country in the world. This is not just about how much money we can throw at something. It's about spending it effectively. It's about teaching in the 21st century.
And doing things on the old model,
Vince, isn't going to help pay the freight.
Let's talk about the old model. The good thing that this initiative does is that it ties to a portion of this funding accountability measures. It ties it to performance of both classrooms and teachers. So there are metrics. It also provides a program for which those statistics can go to the Department of Education, both at the statewide and at the federal level.
We have that today.
Yeah,
and
but not with this,
all
not
of the
with
schools
this funding,
in
you
TUSD
don't, so.
Are failing schools.
Let's go to Richard right now. Richard is on the Buckmaster Show live line. He has a comment about the sales tax. Go ahead, Richard.
Thank you, Bill. Guys, I just wanted to say I've had the unique experience of going from being a white-collar citizen to something probably less than blue-collar. You know, it's rough out here. And when you are in a lower-income area and you're fighting to try to get ahead, this sales tax is very punitive. I go into Home Depot and these stores and buy product, and man, that sales tax kills me. And I know we need it for education, but there's no guarantee the legislature will ever get it to the schools. They're for privatization of the schools. I'm just against this punitive sales tax. We need to find another way to fund the schools.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, a lot of people feel the same way, Richard, and they don't want another tax.
There is a dedicated source.
The reality is it's already occurring right now, so it's not going to change what you're paying, Richard. The other part of it is that, in fact, there is a dedicated guarantee that the legislature has to send it to this purpose. So that's why the legislators don't like it. That's why these business interests that want tax credits just for out-of-state corporations and corporations where it doesn't help the local guy like you, average Jane and Joe, but there are requirements where this money goes, and that is very important because it dedicates that fund, so the legislature can't mess with it. There's an old saying that says, you know, when the legislature is in session, hide your family and your property, and this does that. It protects education from the legislature that has been decimating it. $1 billion over the last 3 or 4 years.
Vince, this is just another shell game. Unless that money effectively gets into the classroom and we fundamentally change how we educate our children, we're destined to repeat the same problems.
We'll take a break right here. Lori will be up next with us, still wants to stay on this sales tax story. We will come back with the Buckmaster Show after we take a break here on the Monday Political Face-Off with Vince Urbago and Bruce Ash. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lim and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1220. This is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe and his family have run that organization since 1985. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com they can take care of all your framing needs. They have art. They can take care of all the framing services, hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's got it all over there. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince Robago is with us. He was Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. And Bruce Ash is the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. We go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Lori, you are up next. Go ahead, Lori.
Thank you. Hi, gentlemen. Actually, I'd like to address this to Vince. You know, when you look at school rates, what we're paying, New York State, I think, is paying $19,000 or close to it, which is almost double what Arizona is paying. And their graduation rate is not as good as Arizona. So, again, I look at what Bruce Ash said. It really does have to do where the money is going and how it's implemented. If it's not getting into the classroom and it's going into the administration, we don't need it. And so I would not be for, you know, we need to reform our schools. TUSD is in huge debt and mismanagement. And so instead of funding more of their pet projects, we need to get them to get educating our kids.
Okay, thanks, Lori. So Lori basically saying, Vince Robago, that money won't buy us out of the education crisis.
Yeah, but the reality is when you are dead last in the country, you can pick out various examples to show this percentage of spending. And believe me, I don't disagree that we don't need to fix our system. But when as a whole, let's just look at your house. When as a whole, you spend virtually dead last in what everybody else in the block does to fix your house, to repair it, to keep it maintained, and everybody else maintains it. Well, guess what? When that monsoon hits, you are going to be hurting because the house is going to have leaks, it's going to be damaged, and that's what we're doing to our educational system when we fund it dead last in the country. Can we fix those other aspects? I don't disagree with the caller. Are there things we can do to make it better? That's not what this debate is about. This debate is about whether or not we keep in place the funding that voters voted for and give them another chance to vote for it to be permanent. 80% of this will be dedicated. There are performance measures, which are tied, including third grade graduation advancement and penalties that are tied to that, performance tied to one half to one third of teachers' performance evaluations. And then the other 20%, to address the earlier caller's point, is addressed to some degree to some other programs, including jobs and infrastructure development in relation to some of these things. That's why other business organizations, community organizations, education associations, and nearly 300,000 Arizona voters have come out to support it. So the reality is, you know, you've got the Arizona Child Care Alliance, you've got very business-oriented entities such as the Southern Arizona Leadership Council here in Southern Arizona, the contractors, Tucson Utilities Contract Association, home builders, not to mention all the
word
teachers.
Can I get a word in edgewise here sometime this hour?
Bruce, I just want to point out that those against this, not only the chamber, but home builders of Central Arizona, against it. The Farm Bureau, Goldwater Institute, the governor's against it. Senate President Steve Pierce.
Gentlemen, do you know what today is?
Today is Monday.
Yeah, well, no, today is a very important date.
Okay.
Because Bruce and Bill and Vince and Rosemary, who's sitting over there in the control room, this is the day when we get finished paying not just all of our federal, state, local tax burden, but we also pay that part of what our government spends on regulatory measures and the cost to business.
It's Look, Freedom Day then, huh?
Well, it's something.
Freedom day. From taxes?
I travel considerably for business, and I'm in a diverse number of states all through the course of the year. You know, guys, wherever I go, there's always some Democrat in the room who's chirping away, we got the 51st worst spending record on education in the country. You know, this has been going on like this forever and ever, okay? We need to spend our money more effectively. And frankly, we see parents of students who are voting with their feet. They're leaving public education because they don't believe that public education serves the needs of their children. And it's not just because, as Vince points out, that we're not spending as much money as we should for education. It's because they don't like the education that their children are receiving. Our kids are not being prepared for the rest of their life. I had two kids who went to public schools here in TUSD, both of them pretty bright kids, both of them, who really were, I think, very woefully prepared for their college life. And it took them nearly a year to sort of recover and get online to be able to survive. Both of them graduated in 4 years, but, you know, they're actually the exception. They're the success story. We're just not doing as good a job. And they keep talking about, well, you know, we have to look at this, we have to look at that. Results speak. BS walks.
And that's why professors are leaving our university system. The best researchers are leaving because the university.
Story.
No, it isn't, because this initiative will prevent further cuts through K-12 and university funding. The bottom
They're
line is this:
because they have better opportunities elsewhere, because they cut better research deals at other universities.
Maybe
and
I
that's
get an
one thing that
twice,
the University of Arizona has been woefully neglectful
okay.
of.
The reality is this. If you believe that our public education system needs to be a public system, the Republican, the GOP platform, and this initiative is not a GOP Democratic thing. This is supported by people of all parties, frankly. But the reality is the GOP in Arizona has essentially decimated public education funding, and yet they've pushed all kinds of money at charter schools, which get public funding, but then undermine the base for our public education system. So it's being starved two different ways: direct cuts, and then also by the charter system, which by and large is not the best system. There's some shining examples, including here in Tucson with BASIS and some others. But the reality is public education levels the playing field. I believe it's morally right to have a level playing field, one that is adequately funded. We are clearly at the back of the pack in this country, and we need to protect it from these legislators that just want to give money away and tax credits to their corporate cronies.
We need
it's immoral to do what they've done.
We need to protect it from the government regulators, and we need to protect it from the union bosses who have subverted education here in Arizona and elsewhere. And this is a problem not just here in Arizona, but all over this country. We are not competing with countries around the world, particularly in those areas of technology and the arts and so on, because we are not able to re-engineer our type of education to 21st century. And until we do that, Vince, and until we get control of our educational system back from the bureaucrats and from the unionists, big bosses, we're never going to succeed at this. Let teachers make those decisions. And I guarantee you, I have a lot of faith in teachers here in Arizona and elsewhere.
Look, the reality is he wants to blame big bosses and unions. Do I agree we need to fix our system? Absolutely. We need to compete in a global world.
And David,
but it's not.
We didn't get a chance to go to David on because he's worried that this is just a slush fund for the teachers
and
union.
That's just, unfortunately, Dave, I'm sorry, but that's a laughable conclusion. You look at the stuff, look at the initiative, it does not provide that. It's guaranteed, dedicated funding sources. That is just feeds into this hysteria and the claim that this is for unions. The reality is we have local school boards for a reason.
And while you guys
and,
say
and those
it's about
local school boards are here for
it's
a
really
reason
about
to spend
the
your
unions.
Money. You can vote on those elections, and that those determine what happens locally. But this is a statewide issue we're talking about.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Bruce Ash and Vince Rabago with the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. That will do it for the Monday Political Face-Off. Coming up next, Jeff Flake, six-term U.S. House member, who is running for the United States Senate as a Republican. We'll talk with him in studio next. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A top advisor says Mitt Romney could name his running mate by the end of the week. Romney appeared today at a Louisiana fundraiser with Governor Bobby Jindal. The governor is a possible choice for vice president. President Obama says Romney's plan to free companies from taxes on their foreign holdings would create jobs overseas. The president spoke today to an audience in Ohio. There are still about 50,000 new HIV infections in the U.S. each year, but public health advocates say today's action by the FDA could help to reduce that number. The agency is approving a drug as a preventative measure. On Wall Street, stocks are still in the red. The Dow is down about 36 points at 12,740. The NASDAQ is off 8 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is 12:34 on this newly minted Monday afternoon. Support for this portion of the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido. At Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Jeff Flake joining us now, six-term U.S. Congressman from Arizona. Congressman, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, it's an interesting primary that you are engaged with. You're up against an opponent, Will Cardin, who is spending millions and millions of dollars, perhaps over $5 million now of his own money. What do you do in a case like that where you got a guy that you're running against and he's spending pretty much deep pockets, unlimited amount of money?
You know, it's tough for somebody who's been in Congress with a record to defend that an opponent can take any one vote of the, you know, 10,000, 12,000 or so that I've cast. And believe me, after you've been in Congress for just one session, you've cast over 1,000 votes, very few on one single subject bill. And so if somebody wants to find some vote that will embarrass an incumbent, they can do so. It's easy to do. But gratefully, though, I think my record is such. People know that, you know, to call me an establishment politician or an insider when I was kicked off my own committee by my own leadership for bringing up earmarks and things like that just doesn't wash. So it's going well. We feel good about where we are. If we have the resources and continue to run the campaign we are, we'll be okay.
And you had the endorsement Friday, Senator Kyle and Senator McCain coming out for you in your Senate bid. And Mr. Cardin responded by saying, well, this just establishes you as the establishment candidate.
Well, I tell you, to diminish and to degrade the service of John Kyle and John McCain, but John Kyle, because this is his seat, to call them, I think he called them establishment insider politicians from the 80s. That's just, I mean, after all that John Kyle has done for this state and this nation, to denigrate his service like that, I think was just shameful.
Congressman Jeff Flake is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Your opponent is also saying that he is the job creator and you are not creating jobs.
Well, I think that job creation record on his part is a little suspect right now. You had the revelation by the Arizona Republic about his Subway stores that initially he said that he ran and he was a hands-on manager. He even filmed his commercials in those Subway stores. And then it was revealed by the Arizona Republic that ICE actually raided them and found that more than half of the employees were illegal aliens. And so now Mr. Cardin comes back and said, well, I was just a 3% passive investor and not really a jobs. What jobs? And so it's a little suspect there. I can tell you that if you want people, if you want jobs created, don't look to government to create them. What you need out of government and out of public officials is to create a conducive tax and regulatory environment so the private sector can create jobs. And that's been my record, and that's what I commit to do.
What is the issue as far as you're concerned, the marquee issue of your campaign?
Well, you've got to have somebody who is willing to stand up in Washington for fiscal rectitude, fiscal sobriety. Got to have somebody, regardless of who's in charge, your party or the other party, who will stand up and say enough is enough. You know, Secretary of Defense Gates, former Secretary of Defense, who left a year or so ago, just before he left office, he was interviewed. This is the Secretary of Defense and was asked, what is the biggest threat out there? What keeps you up at night? And you know what he said? The Secretary of Defense? He said the national debt. Because he knows, as we all should, that unless we get this debt and deficit under control, we won't be able to fund any aspect of government. And so that's to have somebody who will go to the Senate and who has a record of doing it in the House to stand up for what's right on fiscal conservatism, I think, is what we need.
Are we coming up to a fiscal cliff?
Yes, most definitely. We're going to have, before long, a Treasury auction with no buyers for our debt. The world will say we've had enough. China will say that's enough, or we're going to have to raise the interest rate, beyond the almost zero that it is now. We're paying the same amount to service our debt, about $200 billion a year, that we were 10 years ago with half the debt because of artificially low interest rates. If those interest rates tick up just a smidgen, maybe 1%, that's another $200 billion. If they go to where they've historically been, over the next 5 or 6 years, we'll be paying more than half of our discretionary budget just to service the debt. And so we've got to deal with that. And the president simply has not led on this subject. He won't introduce a reasonable budget or a responsible budget. We put his budget to the task, put it on the House floor, and not one Democrat in the House would support it.
Jeff Flake is with us, congressman from Arizona, candidate for the Republican candidate, one of the Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate in the upcoming primary. General John Wickham is a regular guest, a monthly guest on this program. General Wickham is the former chief of staff of the U.S. Army, and he was talking during our last session with him, congressman, that he's very worried about this fiscal cliff and the implications it has for defense spending. Especially here with Raytheon and all of our Arizona defense contractors.
Yeah, everyone ought to be concerned. This sequester, which was basically a device that was put in place last year to say if that we couldn't agree on a budget or the parameters to deal with our debt and deficit, that we would have a 20% across the board cut on defense. This is on top of about a 10% cut over the next 10 years that we're already undergoing. All of us recognize that every aspect of government is going to need to pull back, but a 20% cut in defense, given the threats that are out there, is simply too much. And so we in the House have dealt with this by saying we will hit the sequester targets, but we'll take that money from elsewhere, not defense, and we hope that the Senate will do the same. But this points out the importance of taking back control of the Senate, because they simply can't budget for much there. They haven't passed a budget in over 3 years.
Republicans always are hopeful that they can take back the Senate.
Right.
Get that 51 Senate majority there. Mm-hmm. Very important for the views, I'm sure, that you hold about health care.
You bet. We in the House repealed Obamacare for about the 30th time.
And just recently, right?
Just last week. The problem is that bill will it's a dead letter when it gets to the Senate. That's the importance, as you said, of taking the Senate. The Democrats had such a good year in 2006. It means they have a lot of seats to defend, 6 years later, 2012. 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for election are held by Democrats. And so if we can hold all the Republican seats Republican, including the Kyle seat, and pick up just a net of 4 around the country, then we'll be in control. And we need it, and let me just be the first to say, Republicans had better act more responsibly than Republicans did during the years 2000 to 2006. I'm talking about leadership, both in the White House and in the Congress, because we were headed toward this fiscal cliff long before Barack Obama took the wheel. Mm-hmm. He stepped on the accelerator. We're getting it there faster, but Republicans have got to be responsible, and you've seen it in the last 2 years in the House with the Ryan budget. It's a tough budget. But it does balance over time.
The consumer confidence still remains very weak at this point. This country really has not recovered since the fall of 2008, when the market went south so far.
That's right. And when you look at the big items out there, when you look at a tax code that is simply uncertain, you don't know what's going to happen. Businesses can't plan for hires when they don't know what their tax rates are going to be. Second, you have Obamacare looming out there that threatens to impose huge costs on businesses and on taxpayers alike. And then three, You know, you have so uncertainty on taxes, and then you have the certainty of regulation. The federal agencies are simply running amok, whether it's environmental regulation that will hamstring Arizona for generations. If the EPA has its way, for example, on the Navajo Generating Station, now Cholla and Coronado, labor regulation, financial regulation, healthcare regulation, these agencies are regulating like there's no tomorrow.
I know the people at Central Arizona Project are very worried about that Navajo generating plant.
You bet. And until last week, that was the main concern. Now the EPA is saying we're gonna move ahead on the other coal-fired plants as well. Cholla, you know, up near where I grew up in northern Arizona. Then you have Coronado as well. If you impose costs there that are too much to bear for the operators, they simply shut them down. And you want to see what that does to power rates here in the state and the hit that people will take in the pocketbook. And then if the Navajo generating station shuts down, that has impacts on water rates as well. CAP water is pumped, 85% of it by Navajo. And you cut that out, you have unemployment situation in northern Arizona, but then you have environmental havoc as well because farmers will have to go back to groundwater because they can't afford to pump the CAP water. It would be devastating for the state. And that's why when you look across on the Democratic side, those who espouse the president's position that let the EPA go ahead and run amok here, I can tell you, are out of step with Arizonans and out of step with reality.
Congressman Jeff Flake, thank you very much for being with us on The Buckmaster Show. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Get down to the earth at Silver City's first celebration of the Love of Clay, August 3rd and 4th, 5th over in Silver City. August, a beautiful time of year in southwest New Mexico with warm days and occasionally thunderstorms and cool evenings. Hike and enjoy the spectacular wilderness of the Gila National Forest. Plenty of accommodations there in Silver City, including the Bear Mountain Lodge. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Jack Chalom joins us now. Jack is the nutrition reporter. He puts out a monthly newsletter, an independent newsletter, very well received. And Jack is our monthly contributor on nutrition on the Buckmaster Show. Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be back here. And we're not going to talk about politics for 10 minutes.
No, we're not going to talk about politics for 10 minutes. We could talk about the rain. That was quite a monsoon. Have you ever seen it rain so much here in Tucson?
It was about as intense as I have ever seen it. And it took down 2 trees in the neighborhood.
Oh, boy. Before we get to the nutrition reporter, John has sent us in a question on Facebook. And by the way, we will be checking the Facebook during the interview here. If you want to join us, it's Bill Buckmaster on Facebook, or you can call 790-2040. John's question, any supplements, Jack, or nutrition or nutrients for autoimmune disorders? He did not say which particular autoimmune disorder.
Probably the number one supplement would be vitamin D. And what the studies have shown is that people with autoimmune disorders like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, tend to be deficient in vitamin D. And as the research on vitamin D and the clinical reports have come in, basically the recommendations now for adults are about 5,000 IU a day. This is really just a tiny little capsule.
And, of course, as we age, the baby boom generation, Jack, lives in fear of Alzheimer's, the mind-robbing disease that affects millions of Americans. New research, it's your lead story in the Nutrition Reporter, shows that both omega-3 fish oils and vitamin D might help to prevent Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and we come back once again to really the two reigning stars of nutrition, omega-3 fish oils and vitamin D. And these two new studies really are kind of interesting. The fish oil study looked at about 1,200 people, seniors, and measured blood levels of beta amyloid. This is the protein that really clogs up the brain in Alzheimer's disease. And people with the higher levels of the omega-3s had lower levels of beta amyloid. good sign, probably will reduce their long-term risk of Alzheimer's disease. And another study, this one coming out of France, looked at about 500 people, again, seniors, and estimated their vitamin D intake from food. And it's difficult to get vitamin D from food. But people with the highest intake of vitamin D, get this, were 77% less likely to develop Alzheimer's
over a
seven-year period.
And a question, of course, is how much of the vitamin D would you suggest?
Again, I would aim for about 4,000 to 5,000 IU a day.
And that typically you can get those little – they're little bitty tablets or a little bit of capsules.
Yeah, they're tiny little capsules.
2,000 maybe in the morning, 2,000
exactly.
At night, and you got it.
And a lot of people in southern Arizona think, gee, you know, it's sunny here all the time. I don't need it. But the studies show that even people in southern Arizona and Florida, they're all as deficient as the rest of the country is in vitamin D. And that level of deficiency is 75% of the population. So we're not spending a lot of actual time in the sun. We're basically running from air conditioner to air conditioner.
You've got a couple of stories here, two or three, on CoQ10. And the first one about all the folks that take Lipitor and what they call – some say that they're energy zappers, the statin drugs.
Yeah, this is what most doctors really don't want to deal with or they're unaware of. And statin drugs interfere with the body's production of energy. And they affect energy because they inhibit the body's production of coenzyme Q10. This is a vitamin-like substance we normally make. We can certainly take it as supplements. The aware cardiologists I know always recommend that anyone taking a statin also take at least 100 IU of CoQ10.
And CoQ10 also plays a role in lowering heart disease, according to your studies.
Yeah, this was a nice study coming out of Sweden, looked at a couple of hundred people. And it was a combination, actually, of CoQ10 and selenium in this particular study that reduced the risk of death from heart disease. And another study, similar in design, looked at CoQ10 and aged garlic extract, which is sold as Kyolic in the market. And these researchers looked at 65 firefighters with hardening of the arteries. And after taking these supplements for 12 months, they had a 4-time decrease in the progression of their hardening of the arteries. Very, very significant.
Wow, CoQ10, so very
important.
And
we're talking about maybe 25 cents a day.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper than Lipitor.
So it looks like the stars of your report, this edition, vitamin D and the omega-3s and CoQ10. CoQ10 can be usually sold as about, what, 100 milligrams?
It'll go from about 25 to 50, 100. Some companies sell up to 300 or 600 milligrams a day. I take 200 a day.
Vitamin D and exercise can reduce falls in seniors up to 40% of the falls. An estimated 30 to 40% of seniors fall at least once a year.
Yeah, this is scary. And part of this, it's not just weak bones as you age, it's weak muscles. And we need vitamin D to make muscle, to maintain muscle. And the researchers really hit on the ideal combination, some light physical activity and then getting enough vitamin D. Again, one capsule, 4,000 to 5,000 IU a day.
Age-related macular degeneration, it's really the most common cause of blindness among seniors. It's something that, along with Alzheimer's, I think many of us who are aging do fear that particular macular degeneration.
Yeah, and over the last 10, 15 years, the focus has been on two antioxidants, one called lutein, the other zeaxanthin. Don't blame me for the names. You know, the chemists come up with these things. And this study looked at a related compound called meso, M-E-S-O, zeaxanthin. And that seemed to really make the big difference. And it adding that to the mix really seemed to help reduce the risk of macular degeneration.
Jack Chalom is with us. He's a best-selling author. He has more than 20 books to his credit. His latest book is No More Fatigue, and No More Fatigue has been doing very well, hasn't it?
It has been, and hopefully people aren't too fatigued to pick it up and read it.
Bottom line with No More Fatigue is?
A higher protein, higher veggie diet, cutting back on the sugars and carbs. The sugars and carbs are not energy foods. They're the anti-energy foods. And then some supplements like CoQ10. This vitamin-like nutrient was the basis of the 1978 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. So it's got a pedigree that few other things have in a health food store.
Where can folks get the Nutrition Reporter?
We've got a year's worth of back issues free for downloads up on the website, nutritionreporter.com. To get current issues, there are subscription forms online, and the newsletter is sold only by subscription, and it goes out the old-fashioned way, printed and by mail.
Okay, Jack Chalom, thank you very much. We'll see you in August. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. We love Culligan water, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. What is it about Culligan? Just like I say, it just simply tastes better. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Hope you had a lot of rain and sure cleared the air, didn't it? Nice afternoon here in Tucson, Arizona. We will do it all over again tomorrow afternoon. Have a great day.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.